Support for Iditapod, a production of Alaska Public Media, comes from MVFCU. Experience the MVFCU way.
Hello, and welcome to another bonus episode of the Iditapod. I'm your host, Casey Grove. The Iditapod is a production of Alaska Public Media and KNOM. We have another full episode of the Iditapod in the works, but first, here's that interview with Jesse Royer from Takotna that I promised. And I might have overpromised. It's not as much of an extended interview as some, at only about 5 minutes. But I thought it'd be interesting to catch up with a top Iditarod musher who took last year off and ran the shortened pandemic-altered 2021 race that didn't actually go to Nome. So Royer's team is pretty inexperienced, and it sounds like she's in rebuilding mode in this year's race. Here's Alaska Public Media's Lex Trinan talking to Jesse Royer in Takotna.
How are you feeling, Jesse?
Oh, we're feeling much better after some sleep.
Your eyes are a little bit puffy. How much sleep have you gotten in the last few days?
Actually, probably more sleep than I normally get. I've been kind of taking it easy and taking longer breaks on the way to get here. So I probably got here with twice as much sleep as I do in a normal year when I'm actually trying to race a little harder.
Okay. And that's just, you're just taking it easy this year?
Well, yeah, because I started with a pretty rookie team. I didn't start with a veteran team at all. So I started, yeah, just not on a complete camping trip, but on a much more relaxed schedule with some longer breaks getting here, yes.
And you've been at the top of the field. What's it like to slow down a little bit? Are you enjoying yourself?
Well, I'm trying to. Yeah, I mean, the main point is just trying to get as many of these dogs in home as possible. So, yeah, I'm going to be on probably a complete camping trip mode from here to Nome. So just the trail really took its toll on some of these dogs. Even as slow and relaxed of a schedule as I was trying to do in longer rests, that trail still just really beat some of them up. So they're getting kind of sore. So I'm probably going to be taking even longer breaks from here on out.
And what have the challenges of the trail been mostly?
The snowmobile bumps, I think, is what's gotten most of mine. Mine were doing pretty good before Nikolai. I mean, I had a couple sore dogs that I dropped, obviously, but most of the team was doing pretty good. But after all those snowmobiles, even I tried to go really slow across them coming to Nikolai, but it still took its toll. I've got a lot of sore back legs, I think, from that just up and down, kind of pulling on them back and forth, you know, not a steady, you know, steady pull like they're used to. So, yeah.
Any other highlights or particular challenges or stories from the trail so far?
No, I mean, it's just, it's Iditarod, it's a challenge every year. And I mean, I've never run two the same. And some years it's trail, you know, horrible trails. Some years it's sick dogs. Some years it's sore dogs. It's, I don't know. It's just, it's 1,000 miles and you got ups and downs the whole way. So, this happens to be a down at the moment, but, I'm just looking at it as, well, I can go along and rest a bunch more and get some extra sleep myself the rest of the way and just try to enjoy being out here and not worrying about racing. You know, I've always kind of wanted to do that. Well, I'm kind of forcing myself to do that this year. I'm being forced to do that this year.
And this is your first year back. And did you take 2 years off or 1 year off?
Well, I ran in 21.
Okay, so yeah. One year off. What was that break like? And how do you feel coming back into it?
Well, that was part of the reason why I've kind of started slow was because I ran in 21, but we didn't go to Nome. And so that's 2 years for me not going to Nome, which means all my young dogs haven't seen the coast in a 1,000-mile race. So that's part of why, like, I have one veteran and 13 rookies on this team. So that's part of why I was taking it more easy and relaxed to begin with. The whole point of this year was just trying to get as many to Nome and get those veterans back since I didn't race last year and we didn't go to Nome in 21.
Gotcha. Just logistically, did you stay, because you're from Montana, right? You train in Montana mostly, or do you spend the winters here?
No, I still have a playing place in Fairbanks, but during the COVID, it was pretty hard to get across the Canadian border. So I kind of got stuck down there more than I used to. Now they're opening back up, which is good. So I can come back up here more. But I do mostly train down there because I have a tour business as well. So I do tours for a big guest ranch in Montana. So, yeah, we're mostly down there doing tours.
cool. I've been asking mushers about their trail snacks. Anything that you brought along this year that you're excited about or you've been eating a lot of?
Oh, my trail snacks?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's pretty much the same every year, but I would never get to Nome without my mom's chocolate chip cookies. So that's pretty much what gets me down the trail all the time.
Any secrets to how she makes them that you can share with the public?
I don't know any secrets, but I've been eating those. They're some of the best ones ever, I guess. Of course, your mom's cookies are always the best, but I've been eating them since I was a little kid. So it's just, yeah, I love them.
And does she pack you a bunch in a Ziploc bags, or how does she get them to you?
Yeah, well, my mom does all of my meals, actually. She does all of my, you know, like lasagna and stew and pizza and mac and cheese. And I mean, just everything. She pre-cooks them and vacuum seals them and sends me those as well as the cookies. She only lives about 4 hours away, so I just pick them up at some point. And she freezes them, and I use them for my food drop.
That's great. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to that interview with Jessie Royer in Takotna. That was Alaska Public Media's Lex Trinan with her. Stay tuned for another full episode of the Ididapod coming up in your podcast feeds. I'm Casey Grove, and until that next episode, happy trails.